After the Kansas State men's basketball team upset Kansas on Monday night, Kansas State's fans engaged in the traditional version of going nuts college basketball style. They stormed the court. A bunch of them pinned Kansas coach Bill Self in a corner, and one of them elbowed a Kansas player. Happily, nobody was seriously hurt, but the potential for injury is part of what provoked Will Leach to write about the practice for Sports on Earth this week. Will, when did rushing the court become something other than what you have called a spontaneous silly explosion of joy?
I think it's always been that, but it's also always been extremely dangerous. You know, you look at the Kansas State video, and I mean, it really gets very dangerous there for a moment. Bill Self is clearly trapped. The Kansas State fan admitted he was going after the Kansas player. It's a scary situation, you know, and I was in college. I always wanted to storm the court. I spent this week at the University of Iowa. I talked to all of their students. They said they're not going to ban court storming on us. Are you? That's so fun. And I get it. I understand it is fun, but you know, it certainly feels like an anachronism, you know. Certainly, it'll be inconceivable to think of this happening in 20 years.
Fans do sometimes rush the field in other sports, especially after games have ended, in exciting or surprising ways. But is there something peculiar to college basketball that inspires court storming?
Well, yeah, they're all right there. They're really right on top of them, particularly with student sections. When you think of the great college basketball arenas in the sport, they're all the ones where the students are right on top of the action. The Cameron Crazies being the most famous ones. A North Carolina player could be throwing the ball in, and he's got two Duke students in each of his ears screaming at everybody's trying to throw the ball in. In college basketball, frankly, a lot of these smaller schools, or even some of the larger ones, don't really have the money to pay for a security system if they had the impetus to do so. The only real league that's had a lot of success in banning court storming has been the SEC, and a lot of that has been because they have told the teams there will be severe financial punishments. Your team will have to go on some probation, or your coach will be fined if this happens at your games. That also has to do with the fact the SEC atmosphere is not always as exciting as it is at Duke basketball games, but they've had some success in that nonetheless.
The limited degree to which there have been prohibitions surprises me a little bit, because way back in 2004, a high school basketball player in Arizona was injured when the crowd stormed the court. He's paralyzed now on his right side. Is it surprising to you that more teams and leagues haven't prohibited the practice?
It is. Tradition is a factor in this. That's not so much a defense of the practice as much as it is an explanation. And so much of the excitement and the exuberance of college basketball is these students feeling connected to it and feeling a part of it and feeling these spontaneous moments of joy. You know, listen, no one wants to be the one that says you have to ban court storming. It makes you feel like an old fogey. It makes you feel like you don't get what the college students are. They're just trying to have fun. And I certainly understand that when you look at Joe Kay, the high school student that you're talking about, or some other situations. It's undeniably dangerous, and at this point, it's only a matter of time.
Will, I have to say that over the course of all the conversations that you and I have had, I have never heard you so ambivalent.
I know. I feel terrible because just 2 years ago, I wrote a piece for New York Magazine saying, stop complaining about court storming. It's for the kids. Have fun. Everyone relax. It's just when you really take a step back, it really feels kind of insane that we allow it to happen. But it does feel like maybe it's something that's this time has passed.
You can link to Will Leach's Sports on Earth column, Time to End Court Storming, at onlyagame.org. Will, thank you very much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.